Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark. And we got that little chuckle on my face because I've learned that when I'm starting these videos that I need to have a smile on my face, because whenever I push that button, whatever facial expression I have is the facial expression that's going to show up. So I want to try to have a smile on my face. I get kind of tickled sometimes at the facial expression I have when I watch the videos at a later date. So here we are, May the 1st. Can you believe it? May the 1st, 2019. It's hard to believe. The text we're going to read this morning is, "And if by grace, then it is no more works." So the next attribute we want to discuss is the grace of God. And most of us know that the grace of God is the unmerited favor of God. And you may have heard a definition of grace also that says grace is getting something you don't deserve. But really, that's not a full picture of grace. Divine grace goes deeper than just getting what you don't deserve. Grace is receiving the blessings of God when you have no claim to them. It is the bestowing of God's favor upon those who have no positive deserts on their own. Grace is God's favor upon his enemies. Think about that. God's favor upon his enemies. I was thinking about this as I was preparing the devotion, of how that we've lost the value of grace because we have forgotten our accountability to God. Many people today don't recognize that they're accountable to God. We don't really understand or comprehend how despicable our sins are in the eyes of God. If we could understand that our sins are hell deserving, we would be able to comprehend the gloriousness of his grace. So today I came across a point concerning grace that I'd never thought, that I'd never been taught. Or if I had been taught it, I didn't really realize it. Grace is a perfection of the divine character, which is only exercised towards the elect. Never in the Bible does the word grace is associated with the lost. It's always looking towards the saved. It's never mentioned in connection with mankind in general. That is mercy, that the divine attribute of mercy. But grace is receiving the blessings of God when you have no claim to them. And it shows us that grace is in direct opposition to works and worthiness. So human merit does nothing to accumulate grace. We can't think because we are good or because we do good that we can acquire more grace. No, it's grace is in opposition to what we do. It's in opposition to our worthiness. So when thinking about this, we need to think about how we should view the grace of God in our lives. Well, first we should realize that as God's children, we are receiving spiritual blessings that the world is not receiving. The world may enjoy the goodness of God, which is bestowed because of the mercy of God. But the grace of God is reserved for God's people. Second, we should realize we are enjoying this grace because we are God's chosen. He chose to share this grace with us. We're not receiving this grace because of any of our works. We are not worthy. We also want to understand that the three characteristics of divine grace are that it is eternal, it is free, and it is sovereign. So we recognize that the grace of God will never come to an end for us. He will continually shower his people with grace. Of course, because it is free, there is no cost to grace and there's no earning of grace. And finally, we understand that God is sovereign in bestowing his grace. So we should also think about what grace accomplishes. We're justified freely by his grace. We have a right standing with God because of grace. And yesterday I mentioned a study about that I had taken part in when I was first saved in C.D. Cole's Definitions of Doctrine. And I looked that up today, and here's some words that it had to say about grace in that study. It says, like the Good Samaritan, not only meets the present, the grace of God, like the Good Samaritan, not only meets the present emergency, but provides for future and eternal blessings. Let the trembling sinner be told that there are ample provisions of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone who feels the plague of his own heart may come to Jesus for healing. He gives all a gracious invitation and assures a hearty welcome. Hear his words, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." That's from John 6:37. Though vile as Manasseh, filthy as Magdalene, guilty as the cross thief, he will not turn away the poor in spirit. He turns no real beggar from his gate, though full of sores and vermin. His heart is lined with sweet compassion, and his hands are filled with the richest gifts. He has supplies for all needs, legs for a lame beggar, eyes for a blind one, cordials for a faint one, garments for a naked one, a fountain for a filthy one, yes, and a rope for a sham beggar who asks for mercy and talks of merit. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Of course, there is much more that we could share concerning grace, but today I just want you to think and realize that if you have trusted Jesus, you have received grace. Therefore, follow him. So today, Lord, we come to you thanking you for grace. Lord, we recognize today that without your grace, we would still be in the world. We would be far from you without hope. God, we can say nothing more than thank you for choosing us. Thank you for working in us through grace. I pray that because you have been gracious to us, that we will be encouraged to follow you and to be gracious to others. Lord, as I look at the world, the sinfulness in it, and the lack of appreciation for you, I am more thankful for grace. Help me to share your grace with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What a blessing grace is. I pray you have a great Wednesday. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark signing off.